And we're back at Hershey Park Arena. Dave Berman, Steve McDaniel, and the real shotgun, Mike Curtis. Mike's done a fine job for us all season. And basically, the Eastern Final has turned out really to be the state championship, Chester and Carlisle. But you could really, that night, Thursday night, the tension was incredible, and you get to see Chester just, again, compared to this Pittsburgh Central Catholic team, no contest. And pretty soon, in a matter of seconds here, we're going to have Tom Strickland from the Middle Atlantic Sports Network. Tom Strickland, a man who knows his high school basketball, and Tom Strickland has with us right now. Tom Strickland, by the way, I don't know, you were here, obviously, right?
Yeah, you bet.
Billy Owens, 53 points, tying a career high. Carlisle winning, it's the fourth consecutive state championship. No one's ever done that. Beating Pittsburgh Central Catholic, 80-54. No contest tonight, Tom, at all.
Well, I talked to Billy's father before the game. I said, you know what, Billy looks like he's tired.
Before the game, he said.
Yeah,
that.
And he said, no, he's not tired, but we know he's been ill, but... maybe Billy was tired, or maybe he wasn't. He probably wasn't, but his heart's real big. And I've been watching basketball for about 10 years, and I've seen Gene Banks, seen Sam Bowie, and I've seen a lot of great players. But he's probably the greatest player that ever played in Pennsylvania, maybe except for Wilt Chamberlain.
Right. Out of Overbrook. I would really like to see someday, it would have been nice maybe to see Carlisle play Ben Franklin or Frankfurt or West Philadelphia on the top public league in Philadelphia. What is the story behind that? Why won't they let the downtown Philadelphia teams or the Catholic teams of Philadelphia play?
For some reason, the Philadelphia city teams choose not to participate in the PIAA. A lot of that stems from, I think, the fact that the coaches, not all the coaches teach at the school, and I think that's a prerequisite for PIAA. And therefore, they can't participate in PIAA activities. But it is, for whatever reason, I think that's the reason. I may be wrong, but Philadelphia schools choose not to participate. But it was a great performance by, obviously, by Billy Owen.
Basically, at the end of the first quarter, it was Carlisle 25 and Pittsburgh Central Catholic 9. And Tom, no comparison to the Chester game. And this is almost like anticlimactic to that Chester game the other night.
Well, we were told by some good sources that Pittsburgh Central Catholic was going to bring a lot to the party, but they had only one basketball player.
McCoy.
Yeah.
They nullified him.
Yes, they did. And he, the thing about Jim McCoy, he didn't like to mix it up. He was kind of a soft player, going to be a nice two-guard wherever he goes. Whether he's big time or not remains to be seen. Does shoot the ball well, but he didn't like to mix it up, and Burnett didn't bring anything at all to the party, and the other kids looked scared.
Really?
I think it was just a matter of the Carlisle kids saying, look, we're gonna play from the start, and we're gonna take the wind out of your sails, and they certainly did. It was unbelievable. I was shocked. I was looking for a 10-12 point game with similar to the Chester situation. We had Pittsburgh Central Catholic as the top team in the West, so that was, in our opinion, their best shot.
All right, Tom Strickland, thank you for your help and your expertise.
Yeah.
And now we have with us, first of all, Mark Eager. We're going to talk to Mark Eager, and Sheldon Bream also on hand. So, Mark Eager.